Areena.
With news from Finland, I'm Mark Odom in Helsinki. Good afternoon. Helsinki police are investigating what caused a van to explode in an eastern suburb last night. Two people were injured when the parked van exploded shortly after midnight in the residential neighborhood of Melunkylä. Police said the van contained several gas cylinders that detonated after the vehicle had caught fire. In the aftermath, police found a number of gas cylinders that did not explode in the incident. The two people injured in the blast included the van's owner and an acquaintance. They were taken to hospital for treatment. Investigators are looking into whether the incident involved criminal activity and also probing the origin of the blaze. Police in Helsinki and Sweden say they've uncovered a large-scale narcotics operation in Sweden. Authorities suspect the group of importing and distributing drugs across Finland. Investigators found that Swedish organizers arranged apartments in the Helsinki region for use as distribution bases. Police say the scheme turned out to be part of a broader network that channeled drugs from the capital to other parts of Finland and into several European countries. Authorities suspect the network imported around 180 kilograms of amphetamines, 14 kilos of cocaine, and some 450,000 narcotic tablets into Finland. For quite some time now, the act of sitting down for extended periods has been thought to pose major health risks. But a recent Finnish study suggests there may be more to the story. The research was carried out by the UKK Institute, which specializes in sports medicine. The study found that sitting for short periods with intermittent walking could actually be beneficial. Intermittent sitting means getting up for a little stroll every 20 or 30 minutes. It was also found that extended periods of lying down and lounging during waking hours was a contributing factor for heart disease risk. Last night, dozens of eyewitnesses reported seeing a green fireball or a very bright meteor in the skies over western Finland. The initial flash was seen just after 9 p.m. The URSA Astronomical Association heard about the phenomenon from people in Vaasa, Seinäjoki, Lapua, and Kokkola. Fireballs are a regular sight in the skies over Finland, especially during this time of year, when daylight hours shorten. But very bright meteors are quite rare. Let's take a look at the forecast. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy across the country tomorrow, with rain, fog, and snow likely in Lapland. Daytime high temperatures between 5 and 9 degrees are expected in the southern half of Finland, and between minus 3 to plus 5 in Lapland. You can find more news from Finland at yle.fi/news. You've been listening to Yle News.
Yle Radio 1.
Keskiviikkona Riston valinnassa jälleen tarjolla parasta mahdollista musiikkia, ja silloin selviää myös, mikä on folk cembalo.
Keskiviikolla tuttu paikka, tuttu aika. Yle Radio 1 taajuus ja kello 11. Risto on näiden asioiden äärellä taas. Näin viikon alettua voisin kertoa vielä tuosta keskiviikosta, nimittäin tuo ilta tuo tullessaan aika mielenkiintoisen konsertin. Kasals-kvartetti on konserttilavalla.